Video: Man accused in fatal shooting of KY lawmaker's daughter sought by police. By Amy Furr on February 25, 2022. Kentucky police have identified the suspect accused of fatally shooting a former state lawmaker's daughter and are asking the public for help finding him. Authorities say Shannon Vince Gilday, 23, broke into C. Wesley Morgan's $6.5 million mansion in Richmond, Kentucky, where he shot and killed 32-year-old Jordan Morgan as she slept, The Independent reported Thursday. In a social media post, the Kentucky State Police issued an alert and said authorities needed citizens' help locating the suspect in the alleged murder that happened Tuesday at the residence on Willis Branch Road. Officials alleged Gilday broke into the premises at approximately 4 a.m. while carrying a rifle and fatally shot Morgan. After the initial shooting, Gilday confronted the homeowner, when gunshots were exchanged between the two. As a result, the homeowner sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and the armed suspect left the scene in a white passenger car, the post read. However, it remained unclear if the incident was a burglary gone wrong or if the suspect intended to commit the alleged homicide, Kentucky State Police Sergeant Robert Purdy explained, according to NBC News. The law enforcement agency shared additional details regarding the man. Shannon Gilday has an active arrest warrant for murder, burglary first degree, criminal mischief first degree, assault first degree, and two counts of attempted murder. Shannon Gilday is considered armed and dangerous. He is believed to be driving a white 2016 Toyota Corolla with minor damage to the front grille and a license plate of 379 VMJ. Shannon Gilday is approximately 6'00" tall, 167 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Surveillance footage showed him wearing a camo or tactical style pants and jacket, dark-colored hooded sweatshirt, gloves, and a light-colored face mask. Officials do not believe Jordan Morgan was an intended target and have yet to find a prior connection between the two individuals. Meanwhile, Wesley Morgan expressed his grief and explained, "The last thing we did was watch an episode of 1883. She got up, put her arm around me and said, 'I love you, Daddy,' and I said, 'I love you too,' and then she went to bed and that son of a expletive killed her."